My name is Dave Blumfield. I will open this meeting of Becker County Planning and Zoning Committee and ask its members to introduce themselves, starting on my left, Tom.
Erica Jepson, County Commissioner.
Kim Madsen, Carmine Township.
Nancy Bachman, District 1, Tracy.
Brand new rookie.
We're breaking her in.
Phil Hansen, County Commission, District 3.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Jeff Moritz, Lake Eunice Township.
Cole Skeen, Detroit Township.
Harvey Aho, Lake.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, thank you. minutes were sent out ahead of time. Reviewed them at the meeting the other day. Is there any corrections or additions? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Yeah.
Got a motion by Harvey.
I'll second.
Second by Tommy. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right, I'll go over the protocol for tonight's hearing. We'd introduce any old business set aside from a previous meeting, but there is none. So then we'll introduce new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zone, and preliminary plot approvals. Ask the applicant to please step forward, introduce their application. Ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all is spoken, we'll ask admin to staff to read any written correspondence not in our packets, and then close testimony and the board will deliberate. We are Board of Recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. They will address the planning and zoning matters around 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, November 4th. So with that, ask shut off any cell phones. And Kyle, if you want, first applicant, please.
First applicant is Supass Ranch Incorporated and Lake Sally Homes LLC, requesting a final plat for common interest community number 108, consisting of 16 lots, to be known as Lake Sally Bluffs.
All right. Anybody here to speak to this application? Anybody to speak to this application? Well, with that, the only correspondence was the letter from MnDOT. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Do we have to act on that? Or?
You can consider it, but and I can't tell you that you can't.
Right, but MnDOT's recommendation was to put in a turning lane. Is that correct?
It's not a recommendation, it's a requirement.
Requirement, right.
So no different than the development, just by Dunlocks.
Right.
Now, did that go in before the development started? No, but they put it in, or, you know, the development out by just west of Audubon, you know, right where Bears Trucking, they put a right turn lane in there.
Yeah.
So when you increase your amount of, you know, cars, then they look at that access differently.
Right.
So it would be something that if we were to approve it tonight, we would should put that as a condition.
Yeah, it's not a shall, I would say it's a should.
Yep.
In my opinion, I'm just using my opinion.
That's what I mean, but that we would approve it with the understanding that they follow MnDOT's requirements.
Yeah, it's not that they came across from RNG, Sinclair, and that's a development. They're right. Actually required to put a right and a left turn lane in.
Okay.
So it's all about the amount of units you know, right. Your amount of traffic.
I didn't know if when it's required, if we had to put it in our...
Kyle says we could have to consider it. There's no direction in the zoning ordinance the way I understand, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I would recommend it just to just so we remember.
Right.
Well, the only thing I would say is if you say that they have to be in accordance with MnDOT, I do think the applicant themselves are probably going to fight that, and if they were to get MnDOT to change their mind, then...
By law, they can't change their mind.
So then...
It'll just go into litigation, and then they'll end up suing. That's what'll happen. MnDOT will end up suing the corporation, and they'll...
Why?
Like Bears Trucking, it took them 10 years to put that turn lane in, if you might remember. They just put it in. And that was a legal battle for 10 years that MnDOT had with them. And again, at the end of the day, it's safety, right? So if we're not putting it in, we're not trying to look out for
safety. I'm just saying what
our county too.
The only thing I concern I have for the applicant is that MnDOT didn't comment on the preliminary plat, and maybe the applicant wouldn't have went ahead with this development knowing that this cost is coming, which is unfortunate.
Yeah,
if it's a requirement, they have to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, can I speak on it?
Yeah.
So.
Step up to the mic so it, when it gets recorded.
And so we're not turning off of the highway.
What's your name?
We're turning off of the township road, Dave Supa.
Okay.
So we're turning off of the township road. So does that mean if I have a development a mile down the road, MnDOT can say you got to put a turn lane in? I mean, it's a township issue, I believe, and the township's already approved this, so they didn't contact them.
Yeah, I know. I did a letter talking about the township. It's the approval has to go through the township, right? That's what it said in the letter.
Yeah, and the township's already approved the plot waiting for the Marlar to get signed off on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess that fight will be between us and MnDOT eventually.
Right.
It shouldn't affect you guys at all.
Yeah, it's between the landowner and MnDOT.
Yep.
All right, thank you. All right, well, the plat itself has no changes from when it was a preliminary. So I don't think anybody has an issue with that, so.
Right, yeah. Just rubber stamp on it.
Yeah, so if we approve the plat, the township's already approved it. That's will be between MnDOT and the property owners. I don't know that, but.
Yeah, because I don't think what we say here is necessarily going to change how they correspond with MnDOT, you know, as far as whether we make that a stipulation or not. It's just going to be. Ultimately, it's going to be between the two of them. Because if it's going between, if it's off a county road versus the highway or whatever, that's, we're just saying that these, that this development fits this location. That's how I'm understanding that.
All right, any further discussion? A little bit clear as mud, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing that we condition it. They can't develop it, but basically you can't build on it. Because the plat won't be done unless they get the turn lane. If we don't condition it, then it just becomes an X many year legal battle.
Yes.
If they and then they keep proceeding.
Yeah.
So depending on if the county wants to strengthen that request.
Sure.
But I will say that I agree with Kyle. Why they didn't respond to the preliminary plat is beside. I mean,
yeah.
And like the one from across from RNG, knocked out in the county here, there is a non-disclosure with the city council. So even though that developer would, you know, that's why we didn't know at MnDOT. Here, according to Kyle, they were sent the preliminary plat. Why they didn't comment, I.
Sure.
So we're appropriate then.
Yeah. Well,
that's one drop I see.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's like why we didn't address that with
the
company to start with.
Right. And now with the MnDOT, like I say, coming at the last.
After the fact.
After the fact, after the preliminary.
Right.
I honestly don't agree with us putting it as a condition, to be honest. So. We need a motion, one way or another.
I'll motion to approve as is.
All right, I got a motion by Tommy. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Without the stipulation of having
without
that.
Without stipulation.
Yep.
All right, do I have a second?
I'll second then.
Got a second by Jeff. Any further discussion? Not, I'll call a vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign.
I'm
okay. All right, motion carried.
Second applicant is Sunny's Dock and Lift LLC on behalf of Jason and Whitney Askelson requesting a conditional use permit to operate a dock and lift company to include storage.
All right, applicant, please step forward. Yeah, you can both come up. Yep. State your names, please.
I'm Nick Whitman with Sunny's Dock and Lift.
Nick Akers.
All right, tell us a little bit about your.
So we're a fairly new company. We started up last year. And we don't technically own the lot yet, that's why we're doing the
conditional use permit.
So we close on Friday. We're just trying to go through this process to try and go down the right avenue so that we can start to build next year probably.
So the dock and lift, you're going to retail dock and lift from this location? Is that your intention?
Possibly down the road.
Yeah, as of right now, what we're looking to do is put up a building. Just, we have a 30-foot barge that we use to do dock and lift business. We're looking to put up a building so we can store that inside. And then eventually we want to offer storage of lifts, possibly docks, and then down the road offer like boat storage in a separate building. Wouldn't build it away, that would be in the future, probably 5 years or so.
So more of a store.
No, I was just going to say, no retail, just storage?
Well,
just office?
So if you don't ask for retail now, then you're going to be coming back.
Correct.
Okay. Possibly retail in the future?
I mean, yeah, I would say yes, because we're not selling right now, but the possibility is obviously there once we
Yeah.
open the business.
Would you like to withdraw them and add that and come back later, or do you want to just act it on now? You said retail is not in here, right?
No, retail, there's no retail in the
You'd have to come back
current application.
And ask again.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think to be clear, the application is to operate a dock and lift company, and I think one could interpret that as you're selling things. So I would say if you were just going to put up a building and store your barge in there, I don't even think you'd require a conditional use permit. It would either be for the sale of things, activity on the property, or the storage. Where this would be triggered.
Okay.
So just storing a piece of equipment on a piece of property, I wouldn't even say require something, but this was notified as, you know, a dock and lift company, so I think one could assume that you'd be selling something there. I think that's fair.
But there isn't anything in the conditional use permit that says anything about selling. Just storage, and when you say storage, do you mean storing other people's stuff?
Yeah.
Not, so then you would need a conditional use permit, right?
Right.
To store other people's.
Yep.
Yeah. Because what, you know, obviously we can't offer that right now because we don't have a location to offer storage. But that's something that coming next year, next fall, when we start doing pull-ups again, it's something that we want to offer to people, is be able to set stuff up on the lot and do whatever storage and behind the building. You know, obviously we don't have a location now either, so we haven't scoped any manufacturers on selling the product. We need to get down this avenue to do that. So
does this hinge on you purchasing that property to get this to get it going?
It does not. This piece does not hinge on us purchasing the property. I guess the main reason we kind of decided to come to you guys is because we're obviously not putting a house on the lot. It's just going to be strictly a business, so to speak. And we plan to put a sign on our building. But for the time being, it's just going to be one building that we use for a small amount of office space and keeping our barge in. So a small amount of storage, pretty much.
You are planning on selling stuff later?
Not necessarily planning on it, but like hopefully, you know, it just depends on how everything goes, you know, take it step by step, but I mean, yeah, it would be a possibility.
What are you asking the board? Do you think they should apply for permission to sell stuff on the place? Or do you think what they're saying now, they can't sell it up? Sell stuff off the property?
It's interpretational. I would probably say, just from what I've heard, that the feeling is they would come back for the retail portion, and right now you'd probably just be considering mostly storage. Because again, with somebody just parking a barge in a building, it would be similar to somebody who has a gravel truck or who has an electrician, and they park their van at home. We don't necessarily require a CUP because there's no commercial activity taking place there. When you're doing storage, change of currency, you trigger that, or retail. But basically what I'm hearing is I think you probably want to proceed and get a vote tonight to move forward. Operating your current plan and storage, and then if you choose to sell stuff, you can come back later.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have that.
My one question about this, well, it might not be one, it might have more than one, but around, do you intend to have any fencing or buffer around the property?
Not currently.
Mr. Chair, one question from the tour. Do you plan any outdoor storage?
Yes.
Outdoor? It is outdoor?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it says that they're stored in both stocks and lights.
Right, but just there was a future building, so I think the question was from the tour was, will boats be outside in the future, or will they be primarily inside?
Yeah, so the boats and stuff will be inside, you know, for storage, and then it would be whatever lifts, like when customers have lifts that they want transported off because they don't have shoreline to put them on, you know, so whatever lifts.
They'd be there in the off season.
Yeah.
It'd be seasonal storage. We're not looking to have a junk area of docks and lifts out there. It's just going to be seasonal.
And it's on the hill too, so like if we were to put stuff in the back lot and keep the front all clean, you know, you wouldn't hardly see anything. You know, it would be respectful.
Yep. So would there be any storage on this property that would be year round that wouldn't be seasonal?
No, that would be.
Okay.
No.
Any other questions for the applicant? All right, thank you. May I have a seat? Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else speak to this application? All right. With that, we had what just the one letter, correct?
Two.
Two. Yeah, two letters. Nothing come in after those?
No, sir.
All right. With that, we will close testimony. Went up for discussion. A motion.
Yeah, I'd motion to approve with that being presuming that you would be coming back if there was any retail in the future, like Kyle said. So this would just be for the storage portion.
I'll second it.
Great, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Last applicant is Devin Green requesting a conditional use permit for a retaining wall.
Okay. Applicant, please step forward.
Good evening. Cody Vargason, Lakes Innovative Landscaping.
Devon Green, property owner.
Okay.
And right now there's a wooden retaining wall on our property that is pretty poor shape that we're looking to tear out and replace with something more permanent. So that's pretty much what we're looking into doing. I have some pictures and stuff if anybody wants to see them.
Yeah, if you got some.
Yeah. It's already been repaired once and already replaced once, so this would be the third fix on it. So
at the highest point, what is the drop? Oh,
about 3 feet to 4.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Hotel is out there, and it seemed like a lot of that existing wall is beneath grade. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that, will your new wall be similar to that?
I mean, it'll obviously have some kind of a slope going down to the wall, but it will be higher.
Because, I mean, a lot of it wasn't exposed.
Right.
Like, right by the stairs it kind of was, but on each end it was... I mean, how would that whole wall be exposed this time?
It's just like 3 feet the whole way?
Yes.
No, it will be tiered off.
Kind of in that center is where you...
That would be three, and then it tapered down.
You've worked with this stuff much before. It looked like that stuff locks together. Would you just explain how that?
So it's called.
Just for peace of mind.
It's called Novum Block. They're about
What's that?
What's it called?
Novum Block. It's about 600 pounds a piece. And it's very structural block. It engineered, it can go up to about 30 feet high. I mean, it's solid. So each block will have two little nubs on it, and then on the next block up will be recessed. They all lock together. They don't wiggle. On top of that, we're backfilling with drainage rock, geogrid. That'll be like a dead man's anchor going into the soil, compacted behind it. I mean,
does this company have any engineered specs that they provide? Like,
yes,
they do.
Yes. Okay. I would have to go through them to get that, but they just. I have some basic information that they gave me, but...
We're kind of in a weird area or timeline right now with retaining walls. We had an old process that we've kind of went away from. We might put back into place, but prior to Tuesday, if we could have any of that engineer stuff, I think the board on Tuesday would probably feel a lot more comfortable. Maybe.
So I did turn this into you. It's not much for engineering-wise, it's just... Footage.
I do remember that from the tour. Now, somebody made a comment about reading it. I would just probably say that if you do consider approving it, that you condition that those specs be followed.
Yeah.
I guess I feel a lot more better about it now. Again, when I was there, there was 3 feet of exposure was a much smaller area compared to the entire length of it.
Yes. Right? Yep. Yeah. So
anybody else there?
I was. All right.
And also it's replacement versus new construction.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions for Cody?
Mr. Chair, what's in there right now? Are those railroad ties?
Right now it's 6x6s, green treated. It was railroad tied before that. And there's actually still some railroad, when the first wall tipped over that are down the hill. Before I put silt fence in, I would like to ask for permission to take that out so it's not disintegrating into the lake, washing down the hill. I mean, I would like to clean the environment just to get out about 6-ish railroad ties. I'm down by that fault about that. So, I mean, if not, it is what it is, but.
Oh, please take the railroad ties out.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah, that's not really our deal. So
you would regrade and seed then?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So when we're done backfilling, we're going to topsoil and then we're going to hydro seed on top of that.
Okay.
And then we're also going to do a little bit of erosion control blanket on the down slope and up slope side of the wall. So a strip of that as well. So.
The only other question that's commonly asked, there was probably 4 feet back you were planning to excavate behind that wall?
Yep.
Are you planning to bring some other type of material in there?
It'll kind of depend on what's in there. So
yeah.
If it's like a sandy kind of clay,
right,
that could probably end up going back in compacting it.
Yep.
So, but if it's going to be solid clay, then we're going to have to haul in probably like a fill sand or some kind of structural.
You'll just do something more granular depending on what's there.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Just for filtration, right?
Yeah.
I don't see a lot. Obviously, that's not getting a lot of water because it's pretty well level up there.
Yeah.
But
it is sinking.
Sure.
Because I used to mow my lawn like this, and now I mow my lawn like this. So I know it's sinking.
We got a lot of engineer drawings on our website.
Yeah.
Very really detailed on
installation. Yeah. It's a beautiful, awesome block to work with.
All All right, any other questions? All right, thank you. May I have a seat?
Yeah, I'm done.
Anybody else to speak to this application? All right. With that, we'll close testimony. Open it up for discussions or motions.
Well, I don't know what we've been using, hoping people use the landscapers, and that's what they're doing, so I'm for it. I'll make a motion if there's no other discussion.
Right, I have a motion by Harvey. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Choose whichever one you want. Second by Cole. Any further discussion? Hearing none, a call vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. That, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. This motion is second. Meeting adjourned.